All right, so we have a lot of people who have said, I don't know what to say, I don't know what to do, I want to start all over, can I please start over? And then the first question is, so what am I going to do? If you were going to start all over and you think, okay, what do I want to do? Now, let me make sure that we have everybody's mission right. I'm assuming that everybody here wants to make some money. And so is that a fact? Oh, good. Yeah, you want to be able to make some money, but you're not one of these people that says, oh, I want to make $100,000 next year or $200,000 next year. And I have $39 and I have no time to work at all this on any of the work this week. I can't learn anything. I don't have time to learn. And I don't want to do anything that I don't like doing. I don't want to do this. I don't want to, but I want 200 grand. Do we have anybody that's kind of that person? Because you'll be entertained, but the chances of you making a couple hundred grand next year are zero. You know, a person, something very interesting I learned, I really never thought about, but somebody said, you know, Kim, that if you want to make $1 million a month, which is my current goal, you have to be somebody different than who you are right now. And I thought, okay, I'm ready. What do I have to do, right? And the guy says, well, why don't you make a list of who you think you'd have to be, what are the characteristics of somebody that could make $1 million every month doing basically training, which is what I'm doing, not doing something different, not going back into real estate or do something else, but doing training of people, you know, who want to learn how to market. That's what I know how to do. I know how to sell and market really well. And so I teach people how to do that. And so I thought, okay, well, what are all the characteristics? You know, what would I have to be? Who would I have to be? What would I have to know? How would I have to be different than who I am now? Because after all, if I were that person right now, I'd be earning $1 million a month, right? And somebody might go to me and say, well, God, you know, if you're making 100 grand a month, how do you do that? Well, you have to be somebody different than who you are right now if you're not making that number. So whatever you're not earning right now, say you want to make 5,000 a month, 3,000 a month, it's all relative. There are people who make 10 million, 15, 20, 30 million a month, and you go, oh, how could that be? What would they do with all that money? Trust me, when you start earning a little more, you spend a little more. Pretty soon you start hiring people. Pretty soon you have what they call an organization, and you're paying people. You know, you're helping. You have secretaries, you have people who do this, people who do cooking, people who do cleaning, because you're going to focus on helping your world of people with certain skills. And you vacuuming the floor is not going to help anyone learn how to sell. See? So you don't do that. So you will change as you grow. But you still have to be somebody different than you are now to make the money that you want, because otherwise you'd be making it already. Have I sold you on this? Let me make sure that I get some yeses here to be sure that you get this. That if you want more than you've got right now, more income, you're going to have to be a little bit different person than you are right now. You're going to have to do different things. You're going to have to believe different things. You're going to have to just be a different entity. You know, it's called growth. Do we have everybody saying, yes, we got this part? Hey, yep. It's the gap, really. That's very well put. And that is the gap between where we are now and where we want to be. There is stuff in between that we have to do. It's called growth, you know, and some of it's not very pleasant. So you got to get over this idea that network marketing, I know they like to sell you that any dimwit can do it, any nitwit can do it, which is one reason, you know, I often, why do you even stay in it, you know, and want to be with people who identify themselves as anyone can do it. I mean, who wants to be part of a group where they say anyone can do it? What a bore. You know, you want to be with stuff where there's a challenge so that when you've done it, you can go, yes. How can you feel that if everybody around you says, well, that was easy, anyone could do that? You'd never do anything, right? So I'm just saying, you want to achieve a certain amount of income. Most of you think about income or influence or being on the stage, right? Or better yet, sitting in the back of the room and have your people all be on stage. That's the ideal thing. The best thing about being a company owner, if you're a good one, is to see all the people that are not you but are in the company downline be on stage. Nothing beats that. That's really extra good. All right. So knowing that you're going to have to make some changes if you want different income. And talk is cheap. Motivational talk is cheap. Motivational quotes are cheap. Personal development, you know, whatever you want to, it's all that stuff. I've known Tony Robbins for many years. And I'm here to tell you that personal development will not earn you one nickel. Nothing. You can go and hang out there for 3 years. If you don't come back and do something that's different than you did before, if you can't make yourself do anything, no personal development activities in the whole world, no reading, no training, no listening to me. This is not making you one nickel. I'm just telling you, if you want to make money, hang up and go call somebody or go present something and get people in your business. I'm going to teach you how to do a couple things to make that happen, right? But at this moment, you're making nothing because you're watching somebody else do something, teach you something that you hopefully will go do, and then you'll make some money. But training, personal development, none of that stuff, watching videos, it doesn't make you money. It's you bringing in customers and recruits. That's, you know, that's what makes money. All right. So let's do this. I have, I have the thing for you here. I have actually wrote some notes. Okay, so let's say you want to think to yourself and maybe to your somebody new that you signed up, you know, what are we going to do? So we want to post on Facebook, or we want to talk to people about what we've got, right? This is kind of the traditional approach. We have this stuff. We got a product. We got a company. We got a service. We got a business, and we want to sell it. This is where most of the people in the industry come from. However, this is your goal, right? You want to get customers, no question about that. But starting with you and your product and your company and all of that is not how you ever want to begin any conversation, okay? So number one, I promise you in 3 steps, I'll tell you how to get cooking here. So you want to post on your Facebook profile or your Instagram, whatever you've got, okay? Number one is this. You tell me if you can see that board, okay? And this is the most important thing in the world, I think. It's not about you, okay? Let's see if we have this right here. I'll make it nice and big. It's not, you want to take notes and put this on your pillow. It's not about you. Can you see this? Do I have it right here? You can see that, right? It's not about you. Say yes, you can see it, because then I'll go stand in front. You got it? Okay. Now, what does that mean? If it's not, remember, you're going to other people, right? You want them to come to you and hand over money and hand over credit cards and get in your downline and make you rich. That's what you want. But you see, when you're going out to them, and they could give a crap about what you want. It doesn't help them. You having income helps no one else. Do you see that? The fact that you want a downline helps exactly nobody else in the world. So nobody cares about what you want, or about your product, or about your company, or about your upline, or your CEO, or none of that. Do you all get this in your head? Nobody gives a crap about you and your company and your product and what you've got, your income, the money you want, what you're going to do with it, your extra room, your issues. Nobody. They're not waiting on Facebook. Oh, is she going to come to me now? Is Amanda going to come? Or is Georgina going to come? Or, you know, Lori's going to come and tell me all about her product and her company and all the new things that happened to her. She going to do that? I mean, unless you're some old lady and you haven't got a clue what to do and you watch TV all day, yeah, maybe then. But how likely is that person to be to give you some money and say, I want to learn how to do this, right? So you're exactly at zero when you start there. So this is, when you start about you, you're already cooked. Now let me give you some things about what people do in our industry that you do not want to do. You'll start a message like, oh, Lulu, this is somebody you've got, right? You're starting a Facebook message or a profile post, you might even do that, and say, oh, Lulu, all right there, this is Kim Claver. Part two is coming up. You'll see it. Next item. I know some of you want to know where this is going, and I can tell you that right now. After this little series is over, I want to show you an automated way to qualify people for your business. Doesn't matter what the business is, so long as you're looking for customers or prospects or sales reps, this is a way to automate the whole thing. And if you want to see a little two-page rundown of it, go to yes-software.com. So yes-software.com. software.com, and you'll get a 2-page rundown. All right, I'll see you later. Episode 2 coming up next.